listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. This is a Sportsnet Connected update on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm Peter Klein. A chance for NHL fans to catch their breath as it's an off day in the Stanley Cup playoffs. This before Wild finishes in both conference finals. For the first time since 2000, both the East and West champions will be decided in seven games. In the East, it's tomorrow where the Lightning head into Madison Square Garden to take on the Rangers. Tomorrow's game is at 6 on Sportsnet 960 The Fan and CBC. The West final is off until Saturday when the Ducks are back home to play host to the Blackhawks with the West title on the line. That one also goes at 6 on Sportsnet 960 The Fan and CBC on Saturday. One Quebec team is moving on, another is going home at the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Rimouski and Quebec meet in a tiebreaker today. Sportsnet's Damian Cox says Rimouski may be in Quebec's head.
Well, I can tell you the Remparts are certainly sick of the Oceanic because they can't beat them.
The winner will face the WHL champion Rockets in the semifinal, while Hunter Smith and the Oshawa Generals are waiting in the finals. Puck drop is at 5:30 on Sportsnet West. And it's an off day for the Blue Jays after a 5-5 homestand. Toronto on the road starting tomorrow with a weekend set in Minnesota. As for today, the Red Sox are tied with the Jays for fourth in the East. They face the Rangers tonight at 6 on Sportsnet West. For scores and more, head over to sportsnet.ca/960.
Brought to you by the Prostate Cancer Center. If you're over 40, it's time you got your baseline PSA blood test. The Man Van Mobile Clinic could save your life by early detection of prostate cancer. Click getchecked.ca.
Hockey talk, morning, noon, and night. Calgary's home for the NHL. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio. One hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Bruce Dobigan with you, the Doughboy, live from Advantage Ford. Pat Steinberg away the rest of this week. I'll be with you today and tomorrow. We are live. This is a special day for us on location. Advantage Ford, 12800 McLeod Trail Southeast. Where is that? Well, you can't miss it as you're coming down McLeod Trail, just south of Anderson. There is a flag that might be the biggest Canadian flag I've ever seen, flying over top of Advantage Ford. And I'm sitting here looking at some great, great vehicles. F-150s, F-250s, Fiestas, Focus, the 2015 Fusion Sedan, etc. That's worth the trip down here alone for me. But that's not the only reason we are here. In fact, it's a really charitable cause we are supporting. The Wood Automotive Group, which is the owner of Advantage Ford. They also own Woodridge Ford Lincoln, Okotoks Ford Lincoln, Big Four Motors, and Village Honda. They are pleased to support the efforts and goals of Kids Sport Calgary and Comrie's Sports Equipment Bank. And that means we are here all afternoon. If you have some sports equipment you want to bring by, new equipment or gently used equipment for kids who might need a hand to play organized sports, come on by. We have, that looks like a 250. And in the back of the 250, we are putting all of the sports equipment that comes down. So if you come down today, bring your sports equipment. We'll put it in the back of the truck. We also have free hot dogs, free hamburgers, and there's a draw here for a $180 gift card towards the purchase of Calgary Stampeders tickets. They go on sale June 1st, so you can put your name in for an entry. So bring by some sporting good equipment. As I say, new, gently used. We'll take it all. You can have yourself a hamburger. You can have yourself a hot dog. Put your name in for the draw. Come by and say hi to us. We're sitting here in the lobby. And you can look at the 2015s, which from this vantage point look fantastic. So come on by, and we'll talk about lots more in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to have a guest come by. Hilda Gorardo, is going to show up and talk to us a little bit about the involvement of Wood Automotive Group and Kids Sport Calgary. Lots of equipment already in the back of that truck, but we can take more. We can take several truckloads, I can tell you. And we look forward to you coming by. So we're here all afternoon. Rob Kerr joins us at 2 o'clock. And he will take us right through the afternoon. So come on by at any time. Get yourself a hot dog. Get yourself a hamburger. Put yourself in for the draw. Take a look at the cars and say hi to us. And maybe throw your hot dog at Rob when he gets here. Hockey. This is a good night for guys. This is the night to buy credits. No NHL game tonight. This is the night you can go and fix the deck. This is the day you can go cut the grass. This is the day you can build up all those credits because you've been sitting in front of the TV watching hockey ad nauseum since April every night. This is the night where you can buy a few credits. No game tonight, but what a game last night. We'll talk a lot about that as we go through the afternoon. Chicago, returning serve at home. We are headed to a game seven. You know, I don't play a lot of cards. I know a pair of sevens isn't necessarily a great hand, but if you're a hockey fan, a pair of sevens, game sevens, certainly something to look forward to. Chicago winning 5-2 last night. Tomorrow night, we get set once again for the Rangers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. They will play a game seven in New York City, but it's tomorrow night, not tonight. Lots going on in the NHL today. Apparently a report out of Buffalo saying, just as I predicted it, only the opposite. Dan Bylsma will be the next coach of the Buffalo Sabres. That's presuming they can work out a deal with the Pittsburgh Penguins, Bylsma's former club. They have to pay compensation to do that, so we'll see what happens there. But it looks like Dan Bylsma will be heading to Buffalo as the next head coach there. As we told you about yesterday, Peter DeBoer is going to be the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. That's being announced today. A little later this hour, we're going to talk to Kevin Kurtz of CSN, Bay Area, San Jose. Talk a little bit about the hire of Peter DeBoer. What does it mean for the Sharks? Is it trying to status quo? Are they trying to keep the old stuff going? Or are they heading in a new direction? We'll ask him about that. John Shannon joins us at 12:25. Talk a little bit more hockey. Get us set up for what should be a couple of excellent games. New York Rangers, as I mentioned, they are, of course, they held serve. It's down to the game seven. They're headed to Tampa Bay. Their captain is Ryan Callahan. He met the media this morning and talked a little bit about, well, there's no tomorrow.
We realize what we have to do to be successful. We're playing a very good team too, though, and they counter it. So we got to worry about us and what we do, and I think if we do that, we give ourselves a good chance.
Is everybody making too much of that 7-0 record the Rangers have in Game 7s, considering this team is 6-3? You guys have actually played better on the road than at home in terms of an overall record.
Yeah, we've played good on the road. For whatever reasons, we've seemed to simplify our game and have success on the road, and that's something we need to bring into New York tomorrow.
How critical is it in a game like this to be the team that scores first?
I mean, obviously it helps momentum-wise, but you know, besides that, I think, you know, whether you score first or you don't, you have to respond after that goal, and it's about controlling those momentum swings, not getting too high or too low, and it obviously helps when you score first, though. It you know, it puts you in the lead.
In a game like this, you know, it could be almost like one of those that goes 9-1 or 5-4. It's hard to get a feel for how each of these have been.
Yeah, it's been a little bit different in that sense. But, you know, by no means do we change what we have to do or how we approach the game. And, you know, I wouldn't expect it to be a high-scoring game. I think both teams are going to concentrate on defense and worry about their own net first. And it should be a fun game. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to forget everything. You know, we've had some pretty good success too. So, you know, but it comes down to one game. It's for the conference finals. It doesn't get much more exciting than this. So it's an opportunity for us to go in there and advance to the finals, and we're excited about it, and we're excited about the challenge.
What makes them so tough to beat in Game 7s? What's allowed them to pile up a 7-0 record in Game 7s at home?
I can't put my finger on one thing. I don't know. I mean, they have a lot of character over there. They've obviously have the experience. They've been in these situations before. But we've settled along. It's about us and how we play, and that's what we're worried about.
How easy is it to block out any nervous feelings for you? Because you mentioned you're excited to go. How easy is it to be excited for this instead of being nervous or upset?
Yeah, no, you can't be nervous. I mean, I think, you know, there'll be nerves, but, you know, you get that first shift out of the way, that first hit, first shot. That goes all to the wayside, and, you know, it's another game. So it's going to be fun. I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's conference finals of Game 7 in MSG. It's going to be an exciting night.
There you go, Ryan Callahan, captain of the Rangers. Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. And there is no mo. There is no momentum going into a Game 7 one way or the other. You might have won Game 6. The goalies mightn't have been as good as they could have been. But as he says, once you drop the puck, we saw it last night. Who could have predicted what happened last night, the 5-2 win? Anaheim looked like a team in control. They'd won in overtime. They had the hammer. Once the game starts, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just what's going to happen that night, as we saw last night in Chicago. And as we will probably see again tomorrow night. So, you know, the Ben Bishop obituaries, they can't win because Bishop had a bad game the previous game, etc. Listen, Tampa Bay lost because they could lose. Anaheim lost last night because they could lose. The two teams they lost to had no options. It was up against the wall time, and that's what happens in the playoffs. But the idea of momentum, forget it. We are calling for Anaheim to win in the West, and I think we're calling for the Rangers in the East. I think that's what we're calling. I'll have to check with Rob Kerr. I make these predictions. He records them. I forget them. Bruce Dobigan with you. Pat Steinberg is away this week. We are live at Advantage Ford this afternoon. We'll be here all afternoon. We are going to be accepting donations for Kids Sport Calgary and Comrie's Sports Equipment Bank. Come on by. Bring by some gently used sports equipment. Hey, if you want to bring some new sports equipment, that's even better. They're filling up the back of the, I think that's the 250, the pickup. Getting it all filled up. But there'll be lots of room for you if you bring your stuff down. More hockey talk. As I say, a little later this hour, we'll talk about some of the coaching things going on. Tom Kurz from the CSN San Jose will talk about the Peter DeBoer hire. John Shannon joins us as well. Matt Duchene joined the morning show in Toronto this morning with Dean Blundell. Duchene was part of the Canadian team that just won the gold medal at the World Championships. A little controversy there with the Russians. Not good losers. Didn't want to stay around, hang around for the big song. Didn't want to hear, oh, Canada, etc. Here's the discussion that Matt Duchene had this morning about that and about his view on what's going on in the playoffs.
So what's it like? You know, you come off a bit of a disappointing season, but then you the big high of going to Europe and winning gold in the World Hockey Championship.
Yeah, it was a good way to end off, you know, obviously a year that we weren't happy with here in Colorado. You know, there was four of us from our team that played in that tournament for Canada. And, you know, it was great, you know, for us to do that. And, you know, you look at my teammates that were there with me, and a lot of them had never had an experience like that before, you know, in terms of any level of, you know, Team Canada or anything like that. So, pretty awesome to share that with them.
Do you think that the Russian team, I know they walked, I don't know if you want to talk about it, Russian team skated off the ice and didn't want to have anything to do with the you guys getting your gold medal. And I was thinking, maybe this, they're just so sick of it over the past 30 years. watching you guys win and win and win. But what did you make of that whole thing?
Yeah, you know, I thought the ceremony was really long. And it was kind of like, okay, like what's going on? Because our favorite part is the anthem. Obviously, getting our medals is awesome, but the anthem's the best part always. And you know, I've lost in that tournament three times before winning this time, and twice was to Russia, and we stood out and listened to their anthem, and we would never have dreamed of skating off the ice. And you know, there was a few of them. Obviously, Ovechkin wanted to stay out, and that spoke a lot, you know, to us. I think we all appreciated that from him. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what happened. It was a lot of standing around for them, but there's no way we would have skated off and before hearing their anthem. We would have waited and saw the whole thing, and just out of respect. And you know, I because of how long the ceremony was, I part of me understands because it was like way too long, mm-hmm. but. You know, it was still, it's just a respect thing. I think, you know, they've beat us before. They, you know, just talking to Jason Spezza, you know, he had, you know, he's played in that tournament twice where they lost to Russia in the finals. And, you know, he had to stand out there and watch guys skate around with the Russian flag. And, you know, the one time he was saying that Radulov was in Halifax, was skating around right by them, like, jumping on the boards and with the Russian flag, and really, you know, guys were real close to, you know, leaving the blue line to go take a run at them. And, you know, there's stuff like that, you know, over time, I think you gotta pay it back. You know, you can't celebrate like that when you win and then not respect when you lose. And that's something I think as Canadians, we have a really good understanding for, and, you know, some of the Russians did and some didn't. So, you know, it's one of those things, I guess.
Did you talk to any of the, like, did you know any of the other guys on the Russian team? Have you talked to any of them about it or no?
No, I didn't know anybody on the team. I had no teammates over there. I only ever played with one Russian, that being Varlamov, and Farley wasn't on their team. But while I was watching it, I was kind of like, why are they leaving? Like, they need to hear our anthem. Like, that's part of losing and that's part of winning. You hear the other team's anthem or you hear your own anthem. So
was it Kovalchuk? Was it Kovalchuk that led the guys off the ice? That's what we read here. We didn't really see it.
I don't know. He looked like he was kind of waving guys off, but I don't think he was the first guy because he was one of the guys that was out there.
What do you mean? Like he was standing there telling guys, hey, everybody
like,
get
was
off.
Was it like an airport, Matt? Did he have those things where he's directing the planes with the players off the ice?
It kind of looked like that at one point, but I wasn't sure. I don't know who started it, whether it was the coaches that told the guys to go in or I have no idea. It was unfortunate the way that went, but, you know, we still respect them and I still respect them. So.
And your medal's the right color, so who really cares at that point? Right?
Exactly.
Matt Duchesne, center for the Colorado Avalanche, joins us. What happened? You know, you guys came up such a great year 2 years ago. This last year was a bit of a letdown. Can you, in a summary with Colorado, could you summarize kind of what happened? Or you've been there a while now. You're one of the veteran guys. Would you be able to kind of summarize what happened this last year?
Yeah, I think you know, the first year Patty came in, it was one of those years where we were just, you almost play on a high the whole season and everything went right. We started 13-1 that year. Yeah. And you go 13-1 in the NHL today to start and you can cruise at 500 and make the playoffs because you're going to get your points. And like, I mean, 99 points was eighth place this year. It's a different league now. It's not the same. And we would pull our goalie with 3 minutes left and we would score every time. This year, it was the total opposite. We would, whatever we did, we could play better at times than we did last year. And we would lose by a goal when last year we'd win by four. And
it was almost like your snake bit. You know, you'd watch some highlights and go, man, another one goal game. It was Oiler-esque, yeah, not as bad.
We lost so many one goal games and we're in so many one goal games and our start to the year killed us. I mean, we had an amazing start the year before. And then I think it was like the first, we were looking back at it and I think we were like 10 games over 500 after like the 25 game mark, but you can't blow 25 games in this league anymore. You can't, you know, be under 500 by 5-6 games. It took us till Christmas to get to 500. And, you know, you put yourself there on the eight ball like that. It's way too good a league. You can't, I think we learned so much. I think it's, you know, sometimes, you know, just talk with guys on the team and even our coaches at the end of the year. You know, sometimes, obviously, we would love to still be playing hockey right now. I mean, when I watch it, I was watching a little bit. I watched the overtime last night, a little bit there, as short as it was.
Yeah, 45 seconds. You had watched 45 seconds of hockey.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was nuts. You know, watching that, you know, you wish you were out there. You want to be in those big games, and you can just feel the excitement. It sucks not to be there, but sometimes you got to take a step back before you take a step forward, and I think that's going to be the case with our team.
There you go, Matt Duchesne of the Colorado Avalanche. Talk a little bit about what happened against the Russians at the World Championships and a little bit about his team. And, you know, we heard all year, Calgary Flames of this season were last year's Colorado Avalanche. Colorado not making the playoffs. And you look at that roster. You look at the roster for the Avs, and you go, you know, this is a team with Duchesne. You're talking about Gabriel Landeskog. You're talking about Nathan MacKinnon. This is a quality team. They have got a goaltender, you know, in Varlamov that's a guy who you can win with. And they didn't even make the playoffs. So you're talking about what the Flames face next year, what the options are for the Flames next year. Clearly, there's some teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that are going to be pushing them very hard. That's what we heard from Brian Burke yesterday. Brian Burke acknowledging. Anybody who thinks that this year means we got success guaranteed is fooling themselves. So we will follow that as we go along. That audio was from Toronto, Fan 590, and Dean Blundell in the morning show there. As I say, we are at Advantage Ford this afternoon, all day live here. Come on by, get yourself a hamburger, get yourself a hot dog, bring by some gently used sports equipment. Or you bring by some new sports equipment, put it in the back of your pickup truck here in the lobby. And while you're at it, you can enter for a draw for a $180 gift card towards the purchase of tickets for the Calgary Stampeders this year. Tickets go on sale June 1st, so you can win a $180 gift certificate towards the purchase of Calgary Stampeders tickets as they defend the Grey Cup. So come on down. We got lots going on. Rob Kerr joins us at 2 o'clock. When we come back, John Shannon joins us from Sportsnet. We're going to talk a little bit about what we saw last night and what we're going to see with that pair of sevens on Friday and Saturday. Back after this.
The Ice. with Strombo and Merrick. Brought to you by Rogers NHL Game Center Live.
It's always special when you can do things so well, you don't lose. Let's explore that with the Memorial Cup next.
Hi, Mark Messier here with the Cameron family, who share a love of hockey. They have a Share Everything plan with Rogers so they can watch Rogers NHL Game Center Live from anywhere.
That's right. Jenny watches on her smartphone at the cafe, Jimmy at the library, and Jason on the bus.
So a family that likes to travel with the team.
Oh, we love road games.
Nice.
This season's pass subscription to Rogers NHL Game Center Live is free for our Share Everything customers. Standard data overages and roaming charges, blackouts, and other restrictions apply. See rogers.com/NHL.
Jeff, just talk about the Oshawa Generals.
They're really good. Surprise, surprise. Top team in the OHL, win the Robertson Cup, loaded with elite-level players. Some have called them a traveling all-star team. They can beat you in any number of different ways. We saw against the Erie Otters, they played a classic hard trap, one, two, and then three along the blue line. They can score. Their gap control game is outstanding. They get big saves from Ken Appleby, who should probably be signed to an NHL contract by now, and after this tournament, we suspect that he will. The Generals are just this machine, it seems right now, that through the MasterCard Memorial Cup continue to get better and have already punched their ticket guaranteed to Sunday's final. And I know you're a fan of Cole Castles, George. We've talked about this a couple of times. Vancouver prospect, and he's turned himself into one of those premier two-way hockey players in the OHL. And when he transitions to the NHL, he's going to be that classic shutdown centerman. He's a second-generation guy. His father, Andrew Castles, played in the NHL. That always gives you an advantage. There's a lot of guys that do a lot of different things, and the one thing that can really make a team easier to play against, even if they have a top team with elite level players, there's not a lot of overlap of skill. Like Tobias Lindberg does something different than Michael McCarron, that does something different than Michael Del Cole, that does something different from Matt Mistily. It's a really dynamic team to watch.
Check out the Fan Club for your chance to win awesome prizes, like passes to the advanced screening of Insidious 3. Win now at sportsnet.ca/960. Want to know how you can score more great stuff from Sportsnet 960? Sign up to become a Fan Club member now. You could win tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and other terrific prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
Simon Clark here from Lone Star Mercedes-Benz. We've listened to our customers and we understand how frustrating car advertising can be. That's why we promise that you'll pay what we advertise. You can lease our most popularly equipped C-Class for the affordable payment of only $650 a month with zero down and $650 due on delivery. This month, also receive three free payments, $2,000 cash credit and 1% rate reduction. Standard equipment includes backup camera, touchpad navigation and more. Book your test drive at LoneStarMercedesBenz.com.
Meet Lauren.
Hi.
Mother, homeowner, Little League soccer coach, mistress of destruction.
Well, at least when it comes to ants.
She found ants in her home.
And in our backyard.
So she used Wilson's ant out.
Yes. I killed them.
All of them?
Uh-huh. I decimated their entire colony.
Wow.
It was ant destruction on a massive scale.
And now you don't have an ant problem.
Because I killed them. All of them.
Wilson's ant out. It's ruthlessly effective.
What are Calgarians saying about Hope Street Property Management?
We recently just moved into our forever home, but decided to keep our previous place as a rental for extra income. My husband and I don't know the first thing about this stuff. Then we heard about Hope Street Property Management. They're great. They take care of everything, and we get to focus on building our family.
Visit hopestreet.ca for more information on renting your home.
Hopestreet.ca.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan wants to know, is your team in? Because Hockey Night in Canada's Play On is back. It's epic 4-on-4 road hockey, and anyone of any age can participate. So if you haven't yet played in the world's largest hockey festival, what are you waiting for? Hockey Night in Canada's Play On, brought to you by Cross Iron Mills, visits Calgary June 13th and 14th. Hop on over to sportsnet.ca/960 for the details, and register your team now at playon.ca. Check out the UPS Corporate Division where proceeds help more kids play. Play On. Register today to play.
My State Farm agent knows how many kids I have, my retirement plans, and even where I'm going on vacation. Now it's time to find out how in sync we really are. Ready?
Yep.
Please put on your blindfold while I write down a random number.
Is it 4?
Oh, 5. So close.
Your agent probably can't read your mind, but they can help you find the right insurance and financial products at every stage of your life so you can focus on what matters most. Visit statefarm.ca or call 877-STATE-FARM today.
Hey, we know you love Sportsnet 960 The Fan, but when you're all caught up on your sports scores and stats, check out 96.9 Jack FM. Jack FM, playing whatever, whenever. The biggest variety of great music on the radio. All kinds of music. Plus, Jack has Matt and Eric in the morning. Weekdays from 5:30 to 9, Matt and Eric kick off the day with a lot of fun and great music. Check out 96.9 Jack FM, playing whatever, whenever.
From day one of rookie camp to the presentation of the Stanley Cup, it's right here all the time. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the NHL in Calgary. Hockey Central at noon continues only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bruce Dobigan back with you live from Advantage Ford, 12800 McLeod Trail Southeast. Just look for the enormous Canadian flag. We're under it. Collecting sporting goods today for Kids Sport Calgary and Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. Gentlemen just walked into the lobby here bringing a couple of lacrosse sticks in. Come on by. You can get yourself a hamburger or a hot dog. Come by and see us in the breaks. Happy to talk to you. And as I say, you can also sign up for a $180 gift card to Calgary Stampeder tickets this season. Tickets go on sale June the 1st. People feel like they probably, if you're a hockey fan, cashed in a couple of tickets over the last couple of nights. We are headed towards showdown games in both the Eastern and Western Conferences. To talk a little bit about it, joined by my good friend John Shannon from Sportsnet. How you doing, John?
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
I'm excellent. A little cool here today compared to what we've had in the last. But, of course, it's the Flames are having a golf tournament today. So anytime they have a golf tournament, the weather turns bad. That's just the rule of thumb here in town.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know what? I lived there long enough to know that if I didn't like the weather today, it would change tomorrow. And invariably, we'd get that late April, early May slow storm to drive you crazy.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be in the 20s on the weekend, so we can't complain.
Okay. Okay.
The for a hockey fan, sort of looks a little bit like my golf score. A couple of sevens here coming up. We've got a game seven in both the Eastern and Western Conference championships. My take on the two last games, the game sixes, were that the teams that lost because they could afford to. Is it as simple as that?
I don't think so. I mean, I truly believe that both Tampa and Anaheim wanted dearly to put the Blackhawks and Rangers away. I mean, let's face it. I think both the New York and Chicago teams are the two most resilient teams, regular season and playoffs, that I've seen in a long, long time. They get themselves in trouble at certain points and then find a way to dig them out. Their character players, their big names, their big names aren't necessarily at the same positions, but the big names seem to be able to dig down and make a difference. I mean, look at what Chicago did last night and look who did it.
Yeah.
Taves, Kane, Keith, and you know, on the night before with the Rangers, Broussard, and obviously Henrik Lundqvist. There is something character about both clubs, and Rangers have home ice, Chicago doesn't, but I would not be surprised if we have a Blackhawk-Ranger Stanley Cup final.
It's just that these teams are so evenly matched. We've had a blowout game in each series, perhaps, but by and large, they're so evenly matched. And finally, we get down to a game seven. Both teams have the same motivation. There's no tomorrow. All those other things, and they're both on the same keel. And we start from a clean slate. I don't think there's any momentum going into either of these games.
Well, the only key really becomes who's playing hurt and how hurt are they.
Yeah.
And obviously, the issues on the Blackhawk defense are ones that are of concern, and it doesn't seem to faze Keith, Seabrook, Oduya, and Hjalmarsson at all. David Rundblad was pretty good last night in doing what he had to do. He was simple, he was steady, but obviously that will be the big issue for the Blackhawks if Anaheim's forwards can make a difference. And as far as the Tampa Rangers series goes, you know, how healthy is Tyler Johnson now? He's taken a lot of abuse in three rounds of playoffs. He's been very good, but he's taken lots of abuse. And we're actually seeing that. It was Stamkos' team most of the season. It was the passing of the baton to Tyler Johnson for the first two rounds of the playoffs. Now it appears that it's back to being Steven Stamkos' team.
We had a quote the other day from Ryan Kesler going into Game 6, and he just said, look, no human being can sustain the punishment we continue to put on the Chicago Blackhawks. And when you heard him say that, you know that's what they're saying in their room. And yet they continued to, they escaped again last night. They continue to put the hurt on them, and they continue to escape. It kind of reminds me, I remember Phil Esposito getting really exasperated back in the 70s about the Montreal Canadiens. You know, we hit them, and those Frenchmen keep skating. That's what he used to say. And you wonder whether Anaheim, maybe just that thing is starting to get in their head just a little bit, that, you know what, all this stuff, it's supposed to have paid off by now, and it hasn't. When will it pay off?
Well, exactly. But I love what Ryan Getzlaf said after the game last night, when he took most of the blame himself. I mean, Ryan Getzlaf is not supposed to be beaten back to his own net by Andrew Shaw.
Nope.
You know, that's not supposed to happen. Ryan Getzlaf is supposed to be, one of the top five power forwards in the National Hockey League. The learning curve, though, of teams that get to the finals, teams that get, in deep into the playoffs on a constant basis, like the Blackhawks, guys like Andrew Shaw may not be the most talented, but they know how to win, and they know what it takes. And the learning curve for the Ducks, you have to hope this extra day for them makes a big difference. And you have to hope, if you're a Ducks fan, you have to hope that they do find a way at home to make a difference. That, Game 7 is... We'll define Getzlaf and Perry as hockey players for the Ducks in their career. They have to be difference makers in this game. Ryan Kessler, I agree with Ryan Kessler. I also agree that Ryan Kessler has done everything and paid the price himself. I didn't think he was. I knew he was good. I knew he. You know, because nobody. Let's face it. Nobody likes Ryan Kessler. But I knew he was good, and I knew he was good at his job. I didn't know he was this good and this much of a team player. And he and Bolesky and Silverberg, I think they've done their part. I think other players for the Ducks have done their part. Now it's time for Perry and Getzlaf on the biggest stage that they've really had, because they weren't really part of the 2007 Stanley Cup. This is the biggest stage for them to prove that they are, in that top 10 of players in the NHL.
Talking with John Shannon of Sportsnet. It's funny, we've been talking this week about how much we are enjoying the Anaheim-Chicago series, but also talking from a historical viewpoint, maybe 5-10 years from now, looking back and saying, man, look at all the Hall of Famers that played in that game. Because, we're looking, is it possible, we know the obvious guys, we know the Taves and Kane are probably headed that way, probably Corey Perry and Getzlaf as well, but is a guy like Ryan Kessler, is he going to have a back half of his career having left Vancouver, is he going to have a back half of his career that's going to make him a guy? I mean, we went through a list of seven or eight guys.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, the guy at the top of my list now is Duncan Keith. From that perspective, when Kessler talks about all we do, we're hitting them, we're how can they sustain this? Duncan Keith is truly 5'11", 185 pounds. And again, with every cliche in the world, the heart of a lion has done everything. We'll do anything to win. Bruce will do anything to win, and that's that competitive level that the Blackhawks have had. I look back a year, and I'm sure the Blackhawks were saying, exactly what the Kings were saying. And that, remember, this is the Kings went 3-7 game series last year in order to get to the Stanley Cup and win it. The Blackhawks, the road hasn't been as tough for them, but the physical side of it for this third round has been almost comparable to what they went through last year against the Kings. The only difference this time around is they won't have home ice advantage. I do, and I got to give credit to the league. In the most important game at the most important time, they were able to build the schedule around it so that both seven-game series comes after 2 days. So that the least, give the players at least an additional 24 hours to rest, build the hype, create an opportunity for people in both countries to talk about how good the hockey is. I don't think it could work out any better for the NHL.
Real quickly, we don't root for the crest in our business. We root for stories. And we came close to having a story last night. The goal in which Corey Crawford was interfered with clearly by Jacob Silverberg, had the game gone in a different direction, we might have started this conversation with that particular play. It kind of got glossed over. Clearly that was a goal that, I don't know how we can review those things or ask for reviews on those things, but that certainly to me is an indication where maybe a coach should be able to ask for a review.
Well, the only thing I would say to that, and I think one of the reasons why it's not as controversial this year, and maybe I'm misreading it, is because it's coming. We know it's coming. We know that it was a major discussion point at the managers' meeting in Florida in March. We know that when the competition committee meets in early June, and the Players Association group meets in early June and the board meets late in June, that there's a very good chance that we will have that very play reviewable at key times. And so I guess we're just in that transition phase, Bruce, where we're saying, yeah, we know it needs to be fixed. We've addressed it. It's coming. You're just going to have to suck it up for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, and you see the difference it's made in baseball now with the video reviews. We don't have the craziness of managers running around, the doubt that people in the stands going, you know, we were robbed, etc. I certainly look forward to it. I'm talking with John Shannon from Sportsnet. Just quickly to end up here, two coaching hires. It looks like Dan Bylsma is destined for the Buffalo Sabres. I'm a little surprised. I thought he might go to New Jersey to stick with his old general manager. And, of course, Peter DeBoer being named the head coach in San Jose. Just some thoughts on these two hires and which one you think works out and which one you think might not work out.
I like the Bylsma one in Buffalo. And it's funny, I didn't really know Dan. I got to know him this year a little bit because he did some TV work for us at Hockey Night and Sportsnet and quite enjoyed him. By the way, he spent 4 or 5 days with the Kelowna Rockets and an old friend of his, Danny Lambert, and it seems to have been the key. The Rockets seem to have meshed from the time that Bylsma had some different views than their regular coach, and that they've turned it around for the Memorial Cup. But yeah. I think Bylsma is going to – I do like some of those young guys that they have in Buffalo, and Jack Eichel going to Buffalo will make a huge difference. I think Bylsma is the right guy at the right time in Buffalo. I must admit, I'm a little shocked at Pete DeBoer in San Jose. You know, he's got a winning record of under 500. I know he took a team to the Stanley Cup final in 2012, but I don't know how much different Pete DeBoer is than Todd McClellan. And yeah. I thought if they were going to reinvent the wheel in San Jose, as Doug would want to be, that they would have gone off the board somehow, some way to create an atmosphere, a new environment for the Sharks.
I wonder, you know, with this particular hire, I know there's only 30 jobs and there's still guys who will take any job, but I just wonder, you know, people are looking at Doug Wilson and wondering how long Doug Wilson will be there to back up the hire. Maybe that, you know, if it looks sure that Doug Wilson's going to be there for another 5 years, maybe some other guys might consider it more seriously. Maybe DeBoer is what you can get when your general manager looks like he's on a one-year probation.
Yeah, I don't see that, Bruce. I don't see Doug Wilson as being short-term in San Jose. I think he and his relationship with the owner is very strong. So I'm just surprised. I thought, and this is not a criticism. To me, Doug Wilson is a forward thinker. He's got a bright young team,
yep.
You know, one of the youngest teams in the league. I just thought there might be a new wave of thinking, maybe some of that Ron Hextall thinking in Philadelphia and San Jose.
Yeah. My suggestion is that they trade Thornton and Marlowe to the Leafs for enough and Kessel and just sort of, you know, there you go. That'll be the off-season move. You take our troubles, we'll take your troubles.
We tell you what, when you're driving down the 401 in the summer and you want to phone into the talk shows and you can say it's Bruce from Milton, you know, and then suggest the trade, and some talk show host could talk about it for 40 minutes. So.
And you know what? In the middle of the summer, we're going to need things like that to talk about because it does get a little dry in July and August. That's for sure.
Indeed.
Thanks, John, as always, and enjoy the Memorial Cup as well.
Yeah, don't forget Quebec City Rimouski tiebreaker game tonight, 5:30 Mountain Time on Sportsnet.
Yeah, some excellent hockey. It is your chance to watch tonight, too. You have no excuse. There's no NHL game tonight. You have no excuse. Watch it. It'll be, I believe, on all four of the Sportsnet channels, so you can't miss it either.
Indeed.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Bruce.
There you go, John Shannon joining us from Sportsnet. I always remember John. I mean, he was the guy who used to direct Hockey Night in Canada. He'd be in a truck outside of the building, and that's where he'd be doing his work. And you'd see him after the game, and he'd look like a guy who'd gone like 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali, been in the truck trying to direct a hockey game and calling all those shots. And now he's a guy in front of the cameras. Shows you anything can happen if you live long enough in this business. He talked about Peter DeBoer, his questions about that hire. We're going to find out more about it ourselves. We're going to be joined in a couple of minutes by Kevin Kurz from CSN San Jose. We're going to ask him about that hire. And is that the right guy for San Jose? Bruce Dobigan with you. We're live all afternoon from Advantage Ford, 12800 McLeod Trail Southeast. Just in that sort of Lake Fraser Gate area. Can't miss it. The big flag. Come on down. We are taking used for sporting equipment. Gently used. I mean, don't bring us tube skates. We're not going to take tube skates, but we've got a shiny black 150. The back of it is filling up. The bed is filling up with stuff, but there's lots of room. If you come down here, you can bring some sporting equipment. We'll accept it gratefully, and you can have yourself a hot dog or hamburger, bag of chips. We also got a draw for some Stampeder tickets, $180 credit towards Stampeder tickets. Lots of reasons to come down and visit us all afternoon. Rob Kerr joins us at 2 o'clock. You can come down and give him a hard time if you want as well. When we come back, however, we're going to talk to Kevin Kurz, Bruce Dobigan, back after this.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, and Marlin Travel have something coming up that is really, really big. Boomer and Rhett Warner will be off to Mexico this fall to broadcast live from the beach. The boys want you to come along. November 20th to 27th at the Royal Decameron Complex. 5 pools, 8 restaurants, 8 bars, and a fitness center. Can you guess which one Boomer and Rhett won't go to? Call Marlin Travel right now and tell them you are in. The beach in Mexico. Flames hockey on the big screen. Boomer and Warner as your hosts. Marlin Travel is on the corner of 5th and 5th downtown, beyond destinations. Check them out on the web at marlintravel.ca/1479. Boomer and Warner, hockey in Mexico with Marlin Travel and Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Right now, during the Discover Chevrolet event, get the all-new 2015 Equinox, starting from only $22,995. Discover new features like OnStar with 4G LTE Wi-Fi and our integrated My Chevrolet app to start or unlock your vehicle from anywhere in Canada. Plus, receive 2 years of complimentary oil changes. Get more than you imagined for less than you expected. Offer ends June 1st. Visit AlbertaChevrolet.com for details.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 to deliver results? All types.
Hello, this is Alamine from Okotoks Honda. It's helped us tremendously because we're reaching markets in Calgary, Okotoks, and surrounding areas that we never had access to before.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
I would recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers, and actually I have recommended them. It's helped us tremendously, and I'm sure it'll help you.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Okotoks Honda. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
What are you waiting for? Did you know it takes the average person 5 to 7 years to do something after they notice hearing difficulties? That's a lot of time to miss out on life's moments.
What are you waiting for?
May is Better Hearing Month. Embrace life. Hear your world. Get tested at Soundwave Hearing Care. Hearing services for your entire family, children, adults, and seniors. What are you waiting for? Visit soundwavehearing.com.
Nobody cares more about your comfort than Reliance Home Comfort. That's why they're offering $400 off a select brand new high-efficiency air conditioner, so you can get your home ready for the heat. Plus, you can rest assured that Reliance has one of the largest networks of certified technicians. So why wait for the heat wave? Call 403-264-4822 or visit reliancecalgary.ca and save $400 on a select high-efficiency air conditioner until May 31st. Some conditions apply. Reliance Home Comfort.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Don't miss the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, Saturday, June 20th. Celebrating 15 years of revving their engines for the fight against prostate cancer and generating more than $15 million for prostate cancer research and awareness. Saddle up. Join Sportsnet 960 The Fan for a fun-filled day of riding with lunch, poker run, prizes, and much more, all while helping to raise money to fight prostate cancer for our local community. The Calgary Motorcycle Ride for Dad, June 20th. registration starts at Deerfoot Mall. Visit RideForDad/Calgary for more info and register today. Proudly sponsored by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Next week, you might help someone order a coffee. Or help tutor someone in math. You may even help someone get home from work. And you won't even need to be there. Because your blood will. When you give blood, you're helping someone get back to their everyday life. Book an appointment at blood.ca to share what matters most. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Book and keep your appointment to save a life at blood.ca now.
I'm Tom.
Sarah.
Mark.
I'm Heather.
Raj.
I'm updating my Facebook at Lake Louise.
Checking maps while stopped on the way to Fort McMurray.
I'm texting my friends from a rest area just outside of Calgary.
I'm calling my wife while fishing at Chain Lakes.
Emailing the office from outside Grand Prairie.
I'm checking weather while camping at Sylvan Lake.
Now, with extended coverage and no extra charge, Rogers customers can stay connected across Alberta. Learn more at rogers.com/coverage.
Sports is really important to you. It's all we do all the time. Proud to serve the best fans in Canada. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Hockey Central at noon continues only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I'm Bruce Dobigan with you live from Advantage Ford, 12800 McLeod Trail Southeast, here in Calgary, under the big flag. Can't miss it. We'll talk some more about why we're here, collecting sports equipment for Kids Sport Calgary. But as John Shannon just mentioned, a busy day for coaches in the NHL. Talking about Dan Bylsma, looks like he's destined for the Buffalo Sabres. Kind of an interesting fit there. We thought he might go to New Jersey, hang out with his former GM, but apparently headed to Buffalo. The other hire announced, made official today, of course, in San Jose. Pete DeBoer is going to be the new head coach of the San Jose Sharks. Joining us to talk a little bit about it, we're joined by Kevin Kurz of CSN Bay Area. How are you doing, Kev?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm excellent. I think the reaction of a lot of people around here, at least, was a little bit of surprise that Pete DeBoer is the guy that's been chosen. What was the sense in the market?
Well, you know, when Doug Wilson and Todd McClellan parted ways a little more than a month ago, Wilson said that the last time he went through a coaching search, he talked to 21 different people about it. And actually, Peter DeBoer was one of those he talked to. And DeBoer ended up going to Florida that same summer. But, you know, there were a bunch of names obviously floated out there when it came to the Sharks. Randy Carlyle, Adam Oates, Dave Lowry, who's the junior coach, even Mike Babcock they spoke with, even though I don't think that ever had a realistic shot of happening. But, you know, I think right now that the sense is, you know, the fans are a little upset out here, I think, in general. I think there's some repair work that has to be done just, you know, with between the players on the roster who blew the 3-0 series lead to the Kings last year, and a lot of them aren't happy with Doug Wilson. So, you know, I would suggest give Peter DeBoer a little bit of a shot here. I think among the coaches that were left that had NHL experience, he was probably the right choice ahead of guys like Adam Oates or Randy Carlyle. So we'll learn more a little bit this afternoon. The press conference is in a little more than an hour here.
I guess it says that they're going to try to make the same paradigm continue to work or try to make it work. Some people thought, again, if they brought in Dave Lowry, that would be a sign that, okay, we're in a transition phase. This does not look like the hiring of a transitional coach.
Hey, and it's hard to tell just what the Sharks are right now, frankly. Are they a team that wants to go for it next year? Are they a team that's in the middle of a rebuild? And it's you look at the roster, and it still has some high-end guys like Joe Thornton, Logan Couture, Joe Pavelski. And then you have some other younger guys like Thomas Hertl and Matt Nieto, Mirko Mueller, the defenseman, that were, you know, that at times last year looked like they would have been better off playing in the minors or at least spending some time in the minors before they were brought up to the NHL level here. But there was a lack of depth in the organization. They really had no choice but to play these guys. And again, it just makes you wonder, where is this team headed? You know, obviously they want to make the playoffs, and they expected to make the playoffs this past season. It didn't happen. And I would think that, you know, the goal again will be get back to the playoffs as soon as possible. But They do give the impression right now of being a team that's in a little bit of the middle of being a team that wants to win now and a team that's trying to transition.
Talking with Kevin Kurz of CSN Bay Area about the hire today. Peter DeBoer being hired as the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. I love Doug Wilson. I mean, you know, I think he's the kind of progressive guy you need. Doesn't always work with the full budget, doesn't always get the advantages other people do. But and I know he supposedly has a good relationship with the owner, but I'm wondering, you said that the market was unhappy with him. Is this getting to be like a Mike Gillis thing where all of a sudden, you know, he's running out of time?
Well, it's so hard to say because the team ownership, it really stays in the shadows here. And Hasso Plattner, the team owner, actually spoke, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. And that was the first time he made any public, made himself available to reporters in more than a year. So it's really hard to tell just where his head is. But, you know, he's expressed his support for Doug Wilson on numerous occasions. He did it again most recently this summer. He says he's on board with the, you know, transition phase that the team is currently in. And, you know, was he close to firing Doug Wilson this summer? That's not something that I think anybody really knows. But obviously, you know, the team didn't have a very good season this year. And there were some things off the ice that arose that weren't pleasant. And obviously you think of the whole Doug Wilson, Joe Thornton dust up. You know, Logan Couture admitted at the end of the year that the team's culture is not great. Those were the words that he used. So there are some issues, I think, off the ice that have to be addressed, and Peter DeBoer is going to have to be a part of that process, obviously, now that he's going to be that coach.
What is that culture divide that they're talking about in the dressing room?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Obviously, you know, if you think back to last summer, Doug Wilson was pretty critical, and Todd McClellan and Larry Robinson were all critical of the team's leadership group. And I think immediately people pointed at Joe Thornton, and then they take the C off of Thornton's sweater, and then they never named a captain this year. So I think right away there were some questions as to who's supposed to be leading this team. Is it supposed to be the Joe Thorntons and Patrick Marleaux's? Is it supposed to be a guy like Joe Pavelski, who really assumed the role of captain, even though they never named him captain? Or are these younger guys like Logan Couture, Thomas Hertl, Matt Nieto, are they supposed to be progressing and taking more of a vocal role? But, you know, in terms of the culture, I think we saw that there was an issue when this whole thing came up with Doug Wilson criticizing Joe Thornton again to season ticket holders, and Thornton responding the way he did, suggesting that Wilson shut his mouth. So obviously that there was a little bit of some suggestions there that there's a disconnect between the front office and the team, and you know also in the dressing room there are a lot of young players that came up on this team again, like I said, maybe a little early. How are they being integrated into the room? That's it's hard to say because we're not in the dressing room there, but. The results on the ice, I think, speak for themselves, finishing 12th at 14th place in the conference.
Talking with Kevin Kurz of CSN Bay Area. You know, we get around to it, and I know that there are no trade clauses and there are all sorts of other things in place here, but what, if anything, is the market value of a Joe Thornton or a Pat Marleaux going forward?
Well, Doug Wilson already is on record saying he's not going to ask either of those two guys to waive their no trade clauses. And I you know, when he comes out and he says something that definitive, I take him at his word. I don't think that's going to happen. And the way he's left it is, if either of those two players wants to play somewhere else, he would accommodate them, I think, in a heartbeat. I think he would find a suitor, and he would ask for a pretty big return. And you know, as for the market value, I would say Joe Thornton's is a heck of a lot higher than Patrick Marleaux's is. Marleaux is a guy that I think they were pretty unhappy with last year for his production and his effort on the ice. And partly I think that's why Peter DeBoer was an attractive candidate for them. You know, DeBoer's not a guy who's afraid to scratch established veterans. I remember we saw it with a guy like Michael Ryder in New Jersey last year. So I think that he's going to take a little bit more of a heavy-handed approach to the team, you know. Todd McClellan, obviously, his reputation speaks for itself. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. You know, when a guy like Marleaux was struggling, it wasn't reflected in any reduced ice time or any reduced power play time. I think that could change under DeBoer. And that's no fault on McClellan, because I think you can make a strong case that the players They didn't have the players on the roster. He didn't have the players on the roster to send any messages to veterans who might not have been performing, right, because the guys below them weren't doing much better much of the time. So I think it will be a little bit of a different approach under DeBoer. But to get back to your original question, I don't expect Thornton or Marleau to be traded. I think, as I said, Wilson's not going to ask them to trade. There are no trade clauses. I don't think either of them wants to go anywhere.
This is a little bit like the Roberto Luongo saga in Vancouver, where they just they didn't want to ask him for a trade. And, you know, he hung around for a long time, and we saw how that worked in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I don't think, you know, I always got the impression that the last straw was Luongo not starting that outdoor game. You know, I don't see them, you know, putting Joe Thornton on the fourth line, or, you know, could Patrick Marleau be a healthy scratch here and there? I think you make a case he should have been at times last year.
Yeah.
But again, the Sharks might not have had the horses in order to do that, and Colin, at the end of the day, is trying to win hockey games. And Patrick Marleau, when he's on his game, is still a very, very good player.
Well, I know you got a press conference to get to. I'll let you do that. Thank you very much for chatting with us this afternoon. Interesting times in San Jose, a team that we always watch here in Calgary, and certainly going to be interesting in the next year.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for the time.
There you go. Kevin Kurz from CSN Bay Area talking about the hire Pete DeBoer. It sure sounds like they got a foot in both camps with the San Jose Sharks. Well, yeah, we're about yesterday. We're also about tomorrow. We got these old guys. We got these young guys. We talk about runes and we talk about accountability. You just wonder, a young guy walks in there. Patrick Marleau's a quiet guy. He lets his play speak for itself. Joe Thornton's a happy-go-lucky guy who is not a wired-up kind of guy. I don't know that Joe Thornton gets in anybody's face in the dressing room. Maybe a little bit like Jerome McGinley in his last days in Calgary. He's a guy who basically comes and does his job and isn't necessarily bringing all the young guys in and putting them in their place, etc. But something's got to give in San Jose. They got to figure out which way they're going. I love Doug Wilson. If there's a GM there who can make it happen, it's him. But a lot of questions there in San Jose. That press conference goes in about an hour, and I guess you can see it live if you want to see it live on their website, the press conference. Personally, I'd prefer to stay here, right here on the Fan 960, because we are live this afternoon from Advantage Ford. We'll be here all afternoon. Rob Kerr joins us at 2 o'clock. Why are we here? Well, we're going to get some people to talk about it a little bit in the next hour, but the reason we're here, of course, is we are getting gently used sports equipment and some brand new equipment. We just had somebody bring in a couple of brand new lacrosse sticks. I see some head skis, which look like they haven't been used all that much either, and we're putting them all in the back, the bed of a 150 pickup truck here in the lobby, and you can bring them by. Again, our address here, 12800 McLeod Trail Southeast. Come on by. You can have a hamburger. You can have a hot dog. We got some chips, beverages, etc. You can also put your name in. There's a $180 gift certificate, a draw for tickets, or a credit towards tickets for the Calgary Stampeders. They go on sale June the 1st, so come on in, make an application. You can win $180 towards the purchase of Stampeder tickets to watch the defending Grey Cup champions. The Wood Automotive Group is who's behind Ford Advantage Ford, and they are the people who are doing this today. Lots of people coming by. Come and see the trucks. Come and see the cars as well. Ford has a great lineup sitting here in the lobby. I'm looking at a fabulous 150, but we also have a 2015 F-250 Crew Cab XLT 4x4. You can get the Ford Fiesta, the 2015 Ford Fiesta, the 2015 Ford Focus, and, of course, the Fusion Sedan. Lots of popular cars. Used cars as well. So we're here all afternoon. We're talking hockey. We're talking sports. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with FIFA, the soccer association, the charges that have been laid by the U.S. Justice Department. We had a good chat with Rob Kerr about it yesterday, the implications of it. Today, some of the top names in soccer are saying that Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, must go. We'll talk to Jerry Dobson about that. We'll go around the NHL. We'll talk to Hilda Guardado of the Wood Auto Group a little bit about what's going on here. And then at 1:45, Arash Madani joins us to talk about Michael Sam being signed by the Montreal Alouettes and lots of other stuff. Always a guy you want to hear from is Arash Madani. Bruce Dobigan with you. We're back after this.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Don't miss the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, Saturday, June 20th. Celebrating 15 years of revving their engines for the fight against prostate cancer and generating more than $15 million for prostate cancer research and awareness. Saddle up, join Sportsnet 960 The Fan for a fun-filled day of riding with lunch, poker run, prizes, and much more, all while helping to raise money to fight prostate cancer for our local community. The Calgary Motorcycle Ride for Dad, June 20th, starts at Deerfoot Mall. Visit ridefordad.com/Calgary for more info and register today. Proudly sponsored by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, stop pushing. There's a mechanic shop. We made it.
Sorry, that's not Blaskin and Lane. Keep pushing.
What? What difference does it make?
Blaskin and Lane always goes the extra mile. Like, if I have questions about mechanical work, I can talk directly to their mechanic.
You can talk directly to the mechanic? That's different.
That's Blaskin and Lane.